01514720967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie on Radio City and Radio City Talk.
And a very good evening. It's 6:30 on your Monday. It's the Radio City Legend. We do appear to have one missing at present. And we're going to do a slightly shorter Radio City Legend with 188bet. It's going to be a half-hour show tonight. There you go.
Somebody will have to send a search party for Aldo. Where is Aldo?
Where was he on Thursday? And where is he tonight? Well, I think he's abroad tonight, but we will catch up with him. We did think, because it's an international break, we're going to have a slightly shorter show tonight. We're just going to do half an hour, take some calls, try and track Aldo down. And of course, if you want to speak to Sharp, who is committed to the show and does turn up regularly, then give him a call.
Yeah.
0151 4720 967, 4720 967. So if anyone can find John Aldridge for us, please, please holler. Okay, 0151 4720 967. Oh, who's that?
We found him. We found you,
Sharpie. How are you, mate?
I'm all right. How are you? Where are you? We've lost you.
I'll have a little break. Yeah, in the Lagos Marina at the moment.
Oh, what a life!
Nippy half of San Miguel making.
Oh, what a life!
Oh well, it's good to see you and Dave Downey organising the Legends show. Well, isn't it, between the pair of you? You're both in Spain.
Fabulous.
No, Portugal.
Portugal, but it'll be a lot warmer over there this year, mate.
Oh, well, I tell you what, let's just rope you into a little bit of chat before we get going. Yeah. John, I know you spoke about the Republic the other night, but it's getting closer, isn't it, to the big crunch one tomorrow night. And after what happened to Northern Ireland, and the Republic have had that injustice of their own in the past, I bet you're just hoping things go smoothly for you guys tomorrow.
Do you know what? Of course I am, obviously. But I think, you're supposed to learn your lessons in life accordingly, wherever you are. And remember Thierry Henry handball, it was a disgrace. The ball was in the back of the net. He had the opportunity to quickly, the fourth official, see. It was obviously handball there, and then the referee goes to the linesman, cancel it. Job done. Now, what happened to Northern Ireland was very similar in many ways. They got beat because of the penalty. It was never a penalty. The ball had gone out of play for a throw or a corner off the lad's back. Everyone in the stadium, everyone on the television knew it wasn't handball. Perfect time to go to the fourth official, just relays it. After all the hullabaloo after Thierry Henry, why don't you learn by the lessons? Mm. Why don't it's the simplest thing to do on the biggest scale, the biggest margins that you play in the World Cup. It's massive, and they haven't learned lessons from the Thierry Henry episode. It doesn't surprise us, Sharpie, with the UEFA and FIFA. But hey, if it was in any other society or any other job, they'd learn lessons from that. And from a Northern Ireland perspective, they must be absolutely devastated.
Mm. Have they done so well to get in this position? And you look at it, they're that close. And we talk about now having this fourth official and looking at video replays. It was plain for everybody to see it wasn't a handball. John's quite right. That these lads, dream of playing in major finals. The World Cup for Northern Ireland, what an achievement that would be. And to get it denied simply by a blatant mistake by the referee is criminal. And what will happen? Nothing will happen to that referee. That referee will be in charge when the next round of the international games. And that's wrong. That is wrong. Listen, everybody makes mistakes. We know that. But nowadays, with the technology they've got to correct that. And that is a total injustice for Northern Ireland.
Do you know what, Sharpie? To make a substitution and slow the game down later in the game takes 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. To make such an important decision, will probably take 20 seconds.
Exactly.
And it's more important than, anyway, it really is frustrating. It hurt when Henry done that. He was on the ascendancy, doing really well. For Northern Ireland, it'll be absolutely gutted.
John, do you think the Republic will go one better and get the result we need?
I hope so, Sharpie. I really do, obviously, but I think as I say, the game I watched was chronic, really. It was one of the worst games I've ever seen, to be honest. But it's like the first game you get in the World Cup when you're in a group.
Yeah.
Very cagey. You can't afford to lose a goal and you cancel each other out. That's what seems to happen, in the game. Severe lack of quality as well. But we did get the result, which, gives it a really good chance. You would have preferred to get an away goal, but we didn't set up to get a goal by the looks of it. Mm. So, what I will say, I stand by, you know, what I said a couple of weeks ago, that we need to get two clean sheets. We've got one clean sheet now.
Yeah.
You know, if we get another one, we will go through. I'm pretty sure about that, because we'll be in the ascendancy a bit more at home. The crowd will be fervent. And you know, we're capable of scoring one or perhaps two goals at the Aviva. Whereas away from home, we do struggle a little bit more, you know. So you've got to be careful, because you know, they've got a couple of good players.
Yeah.
You know, even though we didn't really see them on Saturday night, whatever, you know, in Denver. But you've got to be wary, because they can be dangerous.
Yeah. Listen, I want to tell you something. Stop sending me WhatsApp messages on a Saturday night.
Oh, you don't want those.
No, it was very good. I'll have to give them that kind of thing. But,
no. Good bit of banter, Sharpie.
Yeah.
About the Blues.
Brilliant, yeah.
Your favourite Beatles song, that as well. You know.
two quickies. Italy could miss out, of course, on the World Cup. World Cup without Italy.
Yeah. Do you think the referees will allow that?
Well, yeah, good point. You know, I think they might have been too much for Sweden. I think they'll beat Sweden.
And on the Liverpool front, Mane's had to come back early, hasn't he, from his international duty, John? He's got this injury that's going to be monitored.
We don't know the full story behind that, do we? You know, they obviously, I think there was talk beforehand, if he did qualify, you know, with the first game, he was going to come home anyway. Let's just hope from a Liverpool point of view that he's okay. You know, it's a big coincidence every time he seems to go away and he picks up injuries.
Yeah.
You know, he's so pivotal to the way we play with his pace. You know, especially the way teams set up against us at Anfield, like Southampton will. You know, exactly the same as other teams. Five across the 18-yard box, four in front, one in front. It's like Groundhog Day. Every home game, you see the same, even against Man United. Unless it's Arsenal. Everton might have a go, even, you know, but all the other teams, you know, just seem to just come in and like try and play for football.
Hey,
Man,
don't you be trying to tell Everton to come and play an open game against Liverpool at Anfield. They're parking the bus, let me tell you right now.
You're sharp tonight, mate.
John, we'll leave you and your partner San Miguel. I know you're on your first one, aren't you?
I am, actually, yeah. don't start too early when I'm abroad. No, dangerous.
Thank you very much. Make sure you make your way back. You're actually back next week, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thanks very much.
I'm back later on this week, yeah.
Oh, all right. We'll see you later.
Cheers. Cheers,
all right, lads. All the best, mate.
Take care. Oh, there you go. Well, at least we found him somewhere. It's hard life, isn't it? He's in the sunshine, having his San Miguel.
But he's right there about the referee for the Ireland thing. It was scandalous. And you hate seeing it, especially when they're trying to get on top of it. We're going to make all these video referees and all that. So they need to get it done quicker.
Absolutely. Let's see if we can cram a few calls in. Radio City Legends with 188BET. Slightly abbreviated tonight. 7 p.m. will be our finishing time. Let's talk with Kevin Mellon. Evening, Kev.
Evening, boys. Okay.
Well, you've only got Sharpie here because Aldo's decided to make a
his son and himself.
Well, it's just scabbard. I was just about to talk to him, and I mean, obviously, I can talk to him about it because obviously the same will apply to one of his players. It's about the Emre Can, and obviously, you know, should he, you know, obviously a lot of Liverpool fans debating whether he should actually play from now on, now that he's sort of made it clear that he's going to go to Manchester City. I mean, my opinion is I think he should still play, because I think, you know, his heart was still, well, I say his heart still in it. You know, if you've got a player who's going to do the business for you, you know, I think he should. But what I can't get my head around is the fact that, according to why he won't sign a new contract, is because he wants a release clause in the contract. Now, why Liverpool won't allow that, it's beyond me, because even if they get £1 million for him, it's £1 million more, you know, £1 million release clause. It's £1 million more they're going to get now, isn't it, than come the end of the season. So,
Kev, it's a really, really difficult one. A really difficult one. You know, we talked about in the past about the clubs having all the power, but now the players dictate what they want to do. You know, they're the bosses and everything. Now, I didn't hear the Man City thing. I heard there was a few clubs in for him. I think there was the Spanish clubs in for him.
Borussia Dortmund
in for as well.
Listen,
he's got to weigh up, you know, what he wants to do. But you would like to think now, as a professional, if he's called upon by Liverpool, he'll still give you 100%. You'd like to think that. It doesn't always work out that way. But, you know, looking at Can, you know, I'm not sure. I think, is it split, you know, the support in terms of what they think of him? Because he didn't really pull up any trees, did he, when he first came in? People thought he can't play here, he's too slow, he can't do this. All of a sudden, he's become an important player for Liverpool. I think Liverpool want to sign him, which is quite right. But unfortunately, in this day and age, players have all the power. Have all the power, and they decide. Look at the Ross Barkley situation at Everton. So,
well, that's one I just can't. You know, I mean, obviously that and Sanchez and Ozil is even worse again. Mm-hmm. You know, but it just seems how management can allow this, you know, to go that far down the line for the players to just, you know, of them calibre, all them, you know, right across from Barkley to Sanchez, etc. To be allowed to run the contract down. Mm-hmm. You certainly think a 2 years minimum. You know, they'd be saying to the player, right, look, we're going to sell you, or, you know.
Mm. Well, you can't force them to sign the contract either. The player himself is thinking, well, look, you know, I don't want to stay here, and I don't want to be impeded from my dream move.
Yeah.
Then maybe that's the way to do it. Maybe the player's right.
Yeah, well, listen, it works both ways, but in terms of a football club, you want to plan for the future. Mm. You know, so you want your players, you don't want your players running into the last year of the contract. No. That's no good to anybody.
But they're on different paths, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Quite clearly.
But you need to, if you're the manager, you want to plan and say, right, okay, he's got 2 years left in his contract. We need to start talking to him now. We have to nail him down. And if we can't nail him down, you have to let him go. You just have to say that's not happening kind of thing. So is it to the detriment of your team? But the players hold all the aces and they decide, you know. But I would like to think that the top ones, the professional ones, the real professional ones, will still give it their all until they leave. But I agree with Kevin.
Well, I think Chan has this season.
Yeah,
he's been better this season perhaps than he was last season.
But,
so,
but players have got... Listen, the days have gone by now, Kevin. You've got a Jamie Carragher, a Steven Gerrard, who want to stay at that club because it means that much to them. Those days have gone now, especially with foreign players as well. They're just looking at the next move. So it's really difficult.
Kev, really good point. We've got an abbreviated show, so we'll have to leave you there. It's 6:43. It's the Radio City Legends with 188bet. Plenty more information online, radiocity.co.uk.
This is the home of red and blue banter and debate. Call now. 0151 472 0967. It's the Legends with Aldo and Sharpie. On Radio City and Radio City Talk.
Sharp is in the studio, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Everton manager's position because it remains vacant. David Unsworth's got it at the moment, but of course the names that we've seen linked with it have never quite materialised. So Marco Silva's now the second favourite. Sam Allardyce pushed out to fourth favourite. Sean Dyche is third favourite. And this is all topsy-turvy, Sharpie. One day it's one name, one day it's another name. Has anyone got a clue?
Nope. I don't think so, Steve. I think looking at it, you think I would have thought that the appointment would have been made in time for the players coming back from international duties to start and say, right, big game at Crystal Palace, which is a massive game, but nothing has been done of this time. You know, whether it happens between now and the weekend, we'll wait and see. But I honestly thought it would have been done by now. The Allardyce one, you're hearing all sorts of rumours about he doesn't want a short-term contract. You know, he wants a longer-term contract. Listen, who knows? We hear all these rumours, but I honestly don't know, mate. And I know, I believe the Simeone one was true and is true.
In terms of them asking him or approaching him,
And I believe there was positives to come out of it, but not for this moment in time, maybe for the summer. So whether they put that in the back of their mind, you know, and are waiting to the summer, we just don't know. But I just think it's really, really important they make the decision. Just to give even David Unsworth, you know, he'll sit in there and be the caretaker. But I honestly thought that something would have been done by now.
I like the fact that they've approached Diego Simeone because, I mean, look, whether it's realistic or not, it means they're aiming high, doesn't it?
Well,
so Fahad Moshiri's got a certain level.
Listen, there is not an awful lot out there. You know, the ones that are out there are attached to clubs. It's as simple as that. So it's a massive decision. It's a really massive decision. It's got to be the right decision because don't get away from the fact that immaterial that result against Watford, we're in trouble. You know, we're in trouble, and what we're seeing on the pitch doesn't look as if it's going to pull us out. So it needs somebody to come in and put their stamp in there very, very quickly.
Right, got a blue on the line. It's the Radio City Legends with 188 Bet. Let's get an Everton perspective on things with Charlie, our next caller. Evening, Charlie.
Evening.
What do you want to talk about with Sharpie?
How about Eddie Howe? You know, he's a young manager, Sharpie.
Yeah.
He's done his stint in the lower divisions and stuff. You know, and he his last two seasons, he's done well with Bournemouth. You know, he kept them up, which was the first thing that he was sold to do.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, he's progressed to like 8th or 9th. You know, which is.
I get Charlie. Like, it's a shout. It's been shouted about before. It's a massive jump from Bournemouth. I agree with everything you said there. It's correct, but I'm not sure if he's a right fit at this moment in time. I think he's a young manager. He's doing really well, but I don't think he's pulling up any trees that gets him the Everton job. And listen, it's really hard because I don't think there's an awful lot out there. Look at Sean Dyche as well. He's getting he was a favourite for a while. You've got to take a chance. Of course you have. You've got to take a chance. You know, David Moyes was the prime example.
Yeah, well, exactly. And Martinez took a chance with him, didn't we? And that never worked out. But I think Eddie Howe, I think, he's a blue as well. Maybe he'll get back to playing the Everton way, Sharpie, you know.
Yeah. Well, I think, Charlie, I think whoever, and I mean this, and people have said Allardyce, and, oh, I don't want him, and I don't want this one. I think whoever takes, and I'm talking about David Unsworth as well, needs to shore up the back in the way we play. And listen, we all love seeing scoring 4 goals, 3 goals, whatever kind of Watford game, really exciting. That's no good. We're conceding far too many goals.
That's,
I think, is where the Allardyce thing is coming in about, you know, he sets up his size, you know, to get them out of the relegation scrap. He doesn't concede goals. He scores some set pieces. That's not our way, but that might be what needs to be done now, you know. So whether it, and we've got the same, we can't bring MD in until January, so he's got to make the most of what we've got. So whether David does that up until January, or whether you might see Eddie Howe comes in, Sean Dyche, whoever comes in will have to do that to get points on the board. Make sure, and John said before about, you know, Everton might come to Anfield and be expansive. We can't afford to be expansive. We're leaking far too many goals. So whoever comes in needs to shore that up first and foremost.
Charlie, what do you mean about playing the Everton way then? Describe that.
Well, you know, the Everton way, when Sharpie played, you know, played centre forward, we had a big man up front. You know, we've been missing that this season. You know, when Sharpie played, he had 2 great crosses of a ball either side and sheets and Trevor Stephen and Gary Stephen, you know. But we still had that little bit of steel as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're missing at the moment. We're missing that bit of steel in the sense, you know, we brought Snidling in, we brought Guy in. Guy's still a young guy. Excuse the pun, mate. But, you know, he is still young, but Snidling was brought in to give that little bit of, and he just hasn't, he hasn't done it for me one little bit.
Charlie, he struggled second season. You know, I thought last year he was good and everybody's talking about 2 central midfield players, but you're spot on. What you need is a little bit of steel and aggression.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, you look at the boys in the team, you think, well, are they that sort? Whether that sort or not, they have to be that sort to get us out of trouble. They need to roll up the sleeves, win a few tackles, be competitive, be hard to beat. And like the likes of Sigurdsson has to come to the fore. You know, you look at the signings coming, you talked about Schneidlin has to come to the fore. Klaassen's got to improve vastly. You know, they've all got to get back to where they were, you know, before this slumping form or whatever. But it's important that, and you're spot on about the Everton way, you have to show desire and passion and aggression if you wear the blue shirt, especially at home.
Well, especially at home, Sharpie, and that's the main. You've got 40,000 fans behind you there. No matter what, you've been there. No matter whether you're 2 or 3 goals down, they're still behind you, and they always will be behind. Yeah. You know, if Everton play the Everton way, which is that little bit of steel and a little bit of passion.
Nice one, Charlie. Got to move on there, but thank you very much indeed. We're just going to squeeze one more caller in, also on Everton and the managerial vacancy. James is next up. Evening, James.
Evening, you okay?
Hi, James.
You okay, Sharpie?
Yeah,
all it is, I just can't believe that you haven't got anyone sorted.
Yeah.
I think it's a disgrace, to be honest. And as for Unsworth, I mean, got nothing personally against the lad. But in the 4 games he's been in charge, I mean, let's be honest, we got out of jail against Watford.
Yeah.
We got beat by Chelsea reserves.
Yeah.
We got battered at Leicester, knocked out at Lyon. And I just think if they give him the gig, I think everyone who goes their ways, excuse me, they'll have to keep the stubs going. You'll need a load of them for baiting away.
Yeah. Now, listen, it's, James, it's very, very worrying. Very worrying indeed. And you talked about the... Listen, it's very rarely when you get somebody coming in as a caretaker manager, you get the results instantly. It doesn't work like that. Very, very rarely it happens.
No, but what's his credentials, Sharpie?
No, I know, but I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying that in general, it's very rarely that happens. So what I'm saying is, at this moment in time, I think they're looking for somebody. I agree with you. I thought it would have been done by now for the lads coming back from the international break. Right, that's it, start afresh. But it hasn't, for whatever reason, whether it be length of contracts or the people, that right people aren't there. But what we've got to do, if we come back now, the players have got to find something now. It's all right. The players have massively, massively underachieved this season.
I mean, I'll tell you one who's getting away with murder, especially while he's been in charge, who I think's been terrible the last couple of years, is Davis.
Mm.
And he gets 90 minutes every week.
Yeah, we talked about this before as well. When you get young players, you usually have that second season syndrome where it's hard to match up what they've done the first season. Listen, he needs to be rested, brought in again, to left out.
With that, yeah.
So what David will know that as well. Listen, he's not daft. He knows that kind of thing. So whatever the team is, and when we go to Crystal Palace at the weekend, we need to have a team set up who is going to get its foot in, who's going to work hard, who's going to be...
Well, let's be honest, Sharky. I think we'll get... If we haven't got a manager in place, I think we'll get turned over there.
Well, that's...
Just while I'm on, the only other thing I'd ask you, obviously you're in Finch Farm quite a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love someone to tell me what Ferguson does. I mean, what is his input?
Well, what's his job role?
Well, he's a coach.
Yeah?
He's a coach. He's a coach. He's not, as you call, first-team coach in terms of next to the manager. He's one of the coaches who will work with the players and he'll put on drills and sessions with the players, and he's part of that first team setup.
So he's not the right-hand man to the manager?
No, well, there was Erwin Koeman, then there was Erwin Koeman, and then you had the goalkeeping coach, and Duncan was the coach. So that is your setup. Then you've got the fitness coach. So Duncan was one of the coaches. So he puts on the sessions that the manager wants, and he's a coach.
Even when Koeman was there, and even now, I just don't know how we set up. I mean, the thing I'm getting with...
James, we've got to go. I haven't got time. Sorry, but thank you very much indeed. Going to have to finish it there. It's a slightly abbreviated show tonight.
Give us a call back.
Absolutely. Speak to us on Thursday, on Monday, James. Sorry about that. The International Break Radio City Legends. It was abrupt, but it was lovely, Sharpie.
It was, yeah.
Did we miss anything off the agenda?
Just a bit Klopp and then that... revelations that he turned down Manchester United.
As you would, as you would, wouldn't you?
Well, no, it was just the way it was, what was put to him, I think, was a bit strange, and I think Klopp found it a bit strange as well. But then again, you've got people making decisions.
Even more reason to love him.
Liverpool fans will love that kind of thing. You know, only time will tell whether it was the right decision. You know,
very biggie for Everton this weekend, 5 seconds.
Massive, massive, tough.
Yeah, Crystal Palace in a similar scrap. Sharpie, thank you very much indeed. Radio City Legends with 188 Bet back on Thursday.
Radio City Talk. The Legends with 188 Bet. Pre-match, in play, bet involved. Please gamble responsibly.